Erevin Per Gimel Mishnah Ches 3:8. The Mishnah picks up where it left off in the previous Mishnah, where, as you'll recall, there was a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are two distinct kedushas, meaning they have two different Yom Tov day status, each one being a suffix, which is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, or the Chacham hold that there's one kedusha for both days, there continue to be a single one long Yom Tov. So two further nafkaminas, ramifications of that machlokas, are presented here. The first is Va'od Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda also said, given that he holds that there are two distinct kedushas, meaning it's two separate days, each one is maybe Rosh Hashanah, maybe isn't. So therefore, Masna Adam ala Kalkala B'yom Tov HaRishon Va'ochla B'sheni. A person could make a certain condition regarding a basket, I'm translating literally here, on the first day and eat it on the second day. So what we're talking about over here is this. There's an Isser Durabban, a prohibition against tithing produce on Yom Tov, and on Shabbos for that matter, but here we're focused on Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah, and the reason why it's a Din Durabban is because it looks to some degree like Mechsik and Mesak, and it looks like you're fixing something because you've taken inedible food and make it edible. So there's an Isser Durabban of tithing. Now, forget the technicalities of how you tithe. The point is, since you can't do it on Yom Tov, what Rabbi Yehuda is saying is you could take a basket of untithed produce on the first day of Rosh Hashanah and tithe it conditionally. You could say, however the tithing is going to work, I'm speaking to you, whatever you're supposed to say, you'll say the tithing should be effective today, if today is in fact not the official real Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah, really it'll be tomorrow. So then today it's really, Hashem knows it's really today is not Yom Tov, and therefore let the tithing happen today. And if today really is Yom Tov, then nothing should happen. And again, tomorrow, if he'll say a new conditional tithing, he'll say, if yesterday was really Yom Tov, so then let it be tithed today. And if really today is the Yom Tov, so then what I said yesterday be effective and nothing should change, and therefore what I tithed yesterday should be effective. Now what that means is that either yesterday or today wasn't Yom Tov, and therefore either yesterday or today's tithing was legitimate, and therefore comes the second day, you know with certainty that there was an effective tithing happened, and therefore one may eat from this basket on the second day. That's the Mishnah's point, and the Mishnah will end by saying the rabbis disagree. The second case is V'chein Beitza Shnoda B'Rishon. If you have an egg, like a chicken egg, that was laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Te'achel B'Sheni, it could be eaten, it may be eaten on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, says Rabbi Yehuda, but again, v'lohod lo chacham, the rabbis disagree. Again, this is each party, according to their shita, each being consistent. According to Rabbi Yehuda, either the first day or the second day was Yom Tov, but not both. And Klapei Shemai, as far as heaven's concerned. And there's a Isser Durabanan against eating an egg that was laid on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Here, again, Yom Tov is what's relevant. The reason why you can't eat an egg on Yom Tov is actually kind of complicated. I don't want to get into it right here. Suffice to say 2 points. Number one, it's forbidden to eat an egg that was laid on Yom Tov. And you have to wait till after Yom Tov to eat it. And number two, just FYI, it's not simply that the egg is called nolad and muktza. That's not what's going on over here, really. It has to do with hachana and Isrei Durabanan, but we'll say that for the first Mishnah of Maseches Beitza. So putting that aside, since one may not eat an egg that was laid on Yom Tov, but he could eat it the next day, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, listen, again, Mamarashach, either the first day was Yom Tov, in which case the second day is not Yom Tov and you can eat the egg, or the first day wasn't Yom Tov, and today is Yom Tov, but the egg was laid yesterday when it wasn't Yom Tov yet. And that being the case, the egg could be eaten. So in either case, by the second day, the egg could be eaten. But again, in both cases, lohod lochacham, the rabbis disagree, because the rabbis hold that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are considered one long day with one kedusha, and therefore it's equally forbidden on the first and the second day. Now, halacha l'maaseh, as I said before, is like the chachamim, meaning the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are considered to be one long day of kedusha, one long Yom Tov, and therefore one cannot tithe a basket with this conditional tithing and tanai on Rosh Hashanah, on the first day, and nor may one eat an egg that was laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. That's the din. However, to make sure it's clear, this stands in contrast to what we much more commonly experience in outside of Eretz Yisrael, where there are 2 days of Yom Tov, not on Rosh Hashanah, but in the other Yom Tovim, the Yom Tov Sheni Shagalios, and there, according to everybody, indeed, the halacha is that each day is only misafek, it's doubtful, so to speak, each one has a separate Kedusha, and therefore, one indeed could eat an egg on the second day if it was laid in the first day of Yom Tov, not of Rosh Hashanah again, but of Pesach or Shavuos or Sukkot, etc.